You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Today's guest, Julia Vaughn from Common Cause, Indiana. Good morning here on Voices of the West Side. I'm John Easter. Kind of fly. I do have friends in the studio with me this morning. You guys can talk whenever you want to, if you want to. They're all telling me they don't want to talk, which is perfectly fine with me, because you know we've got a full show for you here this morning. We have the legendary Julia Vaughn from Common Cause Indiana. She will be on the program this morning with an interview that we'll just take the little, you know, we'll remove the smoke and mirrors, and we'll say we recorded it earlier this week. But the interview is quite lengthy, so we just now have time for the big board. And what is on the big board this week? Well, coming up tomorrow at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it is Rule the Road Indiana from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lots of cool stuff going on with that. So if you want more information, go to RuletheRoadIndiana.com. We have Ben Davis football tonight. The Ben Davis Giants taking on the Lawrence North Wildcats. Pregame at 6 p.m. with the kickoff at 7 here on Friday Night Football. And that is this evening. And it could be a nasty night, so make sure you bring the rain gear, because there's not the reindeer. That's later in the year. But the rain gear, bring that this evening, because it's going to be wet. It's going to be windy. But it is homecoming, so you might want to tape the wig down or whatever you're doing tonight, because it's going to be a great night. On October 5th, we have Alumni Day coming your way at 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then something everyone is looking forward to, fall break. That comes up October 12th through the 27th. And, of course, we have no school at that time. Joined here this morning by Kieran Sandulo, who found the traffic this morning. So yes. Welcome, Kieran.
Thank you. I'm glad that I made it in just a little past when I was supposed to.
But you know what, Kieran? We have a 26-minute interview to play here.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to get right on it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Here is our interview from earlier this week with Julia Vaughn from Common Cause Indiana. By the way, we're going to discuss some voter registration information in this interview, early voting information, and satellite voting. And I'm just going to really quickly give you the deadlines for these. October 7th is the voter registration deadline here in Indiana. You can go to indianavoters.com. It takes you literally like 2 minutes to register to vote. It is so simple. Early voting starts October 8th downtown at the City County Building in the clerk's office. If you want more information on that, you go to vote.indy.gov. Don't forget the dots there. And also Saturday, October the 26th, satellite in-person early voting begins around Marion County. That will be at Thatcher Park, the Decatur Township Government Center, and the International Marketplace up in Pike on the west side. There are also 5 other sites across Marion County that you can vote. If you are a Marion County resident, you can vote at any of them. And that does not also include the city-county building, which early voting, as I said, starts October 8th in the clerk's office at the City County Building. So that's a lot of information for you. If we have time, we'll review that at the end of the show.
Yes.
But right now, here's the interview here's the interview we did with Julia Vaughn from Common Cause Indiana.
Well, this is John Easter here on Voices of the West Side, and we are so pleased to be joined by the executive director of Common Cause Indiana, Julia Vaughn. Welcome to Voices of the West Side.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
You know, we're talking today about voting and how important that is. And of course, the voting deadline coming up, the registration deadline here in Indiana is coming up, along with the start of early voting. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. But first of all, just tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to do what you do with Common Cause.
Sure. Well, I graduated back in the mid-1980s from Indiana University. I had a degree in telecommunications, but I didn't really think I wanted to work in broadcasting. So I just answered an ad in the newspaper, and the title of the ad was Activist. And I started working for Citizens Action Coalition, which is an organization similar to Common Cause, a grassroots citizens lobbying organization, worked on utility and healthcare issues there. And I got a firsthand view at how big money really dominates the political and legislative processes, and often in ways that are really counter to the public interest. So that motivated me. I was 10 years into a public activism career with Citizens Action Coalition, and I was offered a job at Common Cause Indiana. And I saw that as a way to really work on the root causes of problems, you know, systemic problems in our political and legislative processes. So that's how I got involved with Common Cause Indiana. And 30 years later, I'm still here working to reduce the influence of big money and to make sure that average citizens can make their voices heard both in elections and in the legislative process, both in Washington, D.C. and here in Indianapolis.
That's Julia Vaughn joining us here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. And when we talk about Common Cause as an organization, it is nonpartisan, so you don't deal in partisan politics or anything like that, but certainly you deal with partisan politics, with the state legislature and the rules that they pass in Indiana for voting. So I was looking at the website, which is commoncause.org here in Indiana. First of all, you are nonpartisan.
Absolutely. We do not endorse political candidates, don't take any stand in terms of elections, but we certainly do try to educate people about our issues and where politicians stand on them. And then, you know, really we work on policy. We want to make voting easy and accessible here in Indiana, and it simply isn't compared to other states.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to speak with you today, because I know that here in Indiana, we don't do well when it comes to voter turnout. And certainly that's something that I know both parties, all three parties with the Libertarians as well, and all the independent candidates talk about when they talk about elections. They talk about turnout in Indiana. So what does Common Cause do to try to help with the voter turnout in Indiana?
You're right. We do a horrible job with turnout. In fact, the latest edition of the Indiana Civic Health Index indicated that we ranked 50th for all votes for turnout, or for all states for turnout in 2022. Now, it was a 51-entity survey, so we weren't the dead last, but we were next to last. You know, our new state motto should be, thank God for West Virginia, because they were the only state that ranked lower than we did for turnout. But there are big reasons for that, and it's a complicated matter. I don't think there's just one or two things that you can do. You know, we need to attack this on several different fronts. I think the single biggest problem is the lack of competition in Indiana elections, particularly congressional and state legislative races. And that's because of gerrymandering, partisan gerrymandering. The party in control draws those lines to benefit their candidates. And so in too many places of this in this state, you know, there aren't competitive elections that will really drive people to the polls because they know that their vote could really make a difference. In too many areas of Indiana, the race was really won back during the May election, during the primary. And so I think, you know, if we had a different way of redistricting, if we allowed citizens rather than politicians to control that process, the end result would be more competitive elections and more Hoosiers would want to participate. So that's kind of the big picture thing. But then the mechanics of voting are also really important. And I think Indiana's very restrictive process inhibits turnout here. For example, you mentioned earlier, the voter registration deadline is coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's October 7th. So if you're not registered by that time here in Indiana, you cannot vote in the election that's 29 days away. States with the highest voter turnout allow voters to both register and vote on election day. Minnesota has had this law in place for 30 years. A number of other states have started adopting it. And it's the ultimate in voter convenience. You know, you don't have to worry about a deadline. You can just show up at the polls on election day, register, and then vote. We also, though, need to take a look at automatic voter registration. When people become eligible, say you're an 18-year-old who has interacted with the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, they would automatically register you to vote. You have the option to opt out if you don't want to, but the idea is that everybody who interacts with the state agency should be presumed that they will want to participate, and you sign them up to vote. So, you know, things like early deadlines, lack of options like automatic voter registration, same-day voter registration, are going to keep Hoosier voter turnout in the basement. So we really need state legislators, and it is state legislators who set much of the policy for voting in our state. We need them to be concerned about these horrible statistics. This bottom of the barrel for voter turnout is not new. We've been hanging out in the basement for 10, going on almost 20 years. So this is systemic, and it is going to take policy change to raise those numbers.
That's Julia Vaughn from Common Cause Indiana joining us here on Voices of the West Side. And you talked about something there in that answer called gerrymandering. Now, you and I both know what that is, and many of our listeners who listen to a radio talk show that's 30 minutes on a Friday morning at 7:30 might also know what it is. But for those voters that don't, can you explain what gerrymandering is so that people kind of have some understanding?
Sure. Every 10 years, legislative bodies are required to redraw their political map. And the reason is the constitutional concept of one person, one vote. In order to have that realized, we need to have districts that are relatively equal in population. And so every 10 years, when we have this new census, we know exactly how many people they are, where they're living, we redraw these lines. The problem is who we give that job to. In most cases, politicians are in control of redrawing these political lines, and they often abuse the process to gain political advantage. So that's what partisan gerrymandering is, when one political party uses the redistricting process to draw lines that favor their candidate. We also in this country have a long history of racial gerrymandering, where white politicians drew lines to advantage their candidates over candidates of color. And then we also have incumbent gerrymandering, where an incumbent politician will draw the lines to, say, exclude a possible challenger in the primary or in the general election. So there's different kinds of gerrymandering, but basically what it is using that redistricting process to gain an electoral advantage. And it's very insidious. You know, if you accuse a Republican lawmaker in Indiana of drawing gerrymandered districts, they'll point to the maps and say, no, look, these are nice, regular shapes. We've got a lot of rectangles and squares up there. We don't have crazy looking districts. And, you know, the point is you can draw gerrymandered districts that look regular, that look pretty, You know, they don't have to be the sprawling kind of districts that we often think of when we think of classic gerrymandering. You know, the software, the mapping software, all of the data that they can load into that. You know, these districts are sliced and diced to gain electoral advantage. And in our state, with the Republican supermajority, there was just very little that could be done to stop that.
That's the voice of Julia Vaughn here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. And I always think it's interesting to talk about gerrymandering because, you know, it the name is actually a misnomer. It goes from, it actually comes from somebody named Elbridge Gerry, who was the vice president of the United States, at one point governor of Massachusetts, but he signed a bill that put in a district that kind of looked like a salamander. And so that's where the word gerrymandering we think of now, it should be gerrymandering, but my brother, whose name is Gary, probably wouldn't be happy with that.
Yeah, it was really the ultimate insult to Governor Gary because, you know, he really should be remembered as a hero. He did a lot of great things in his career, but it was that one time that he succumbed to partisanship and, you know, signed off on this rigged map that we remember him for. So, you know, we've tried to remind our Indiana legislators. In fact, we had a campaign one year, you know, don't be like Elbridge. You're just going to be remembered for drawing these screwy lines, you know, rise above this. And create a process that, you know, Hoosiers can have faith in and that will result in fair math.
Well, and I know you mentioned the Republican Party, which did the congressional districts in Indiana as well as the state Senate and state House districts. But a lot of times, I mean, just here in Marion County, the Democrats did the city county council districts. And if you look at those maps, you know, it's the same thing. So it's not just one party that does it.
No. In fact, you know, my organization, we created the Indianapolis Citizens Redistricting Commission, a tripartisan. We had Republicans, Democrats, and Independents who drew some maps, and we tried to get the city council to consider those. And it would be an understatement to say they slammed the door shut in our face. Said, no, thank you. You know, we've got this taken care of. So absolutely, we found the same kind of resistance from Democrats at the local level as we found from Republicans at the state level. And that's what's so hard about, you know, gerrymandering and stopping it. Both parties, if they have the opportunity, they will absolutely use it because it is the single best way to rig an election. And it's durable. It lasts for 10 years as well. So, right. You know, it's just, and the problem is, you know, we were hopeful. My organization brought two cases to the Supreme Court, one out of Wisconsin and one out of North Carolina, just begging the United States Supreme Court take a position. And they refused to do it. They punted. They said, this is a political question, not a legal question. So take it back to your states. And of course, you know, we don't have ballot initiatives in this state. There are some, our neighbors to the north, Michigan, were able to reform redistricting and get a citizens redistricting commission through ballot initiative. But that, obviously that's not an option here in Indiana. We've got to go through the legislature. And the last thing the party in power wants to do is have a fair redistricting system.
And Julia Vaughn again joining us here on Voices of the West Side. And I think you bring up the point, Michigan has ballot initiatives, California, other states, Ohio, I think you can put things on the ballot.
Illinois as well.
Yep. So most of our neighbors. So when you talk about that, I don't think people understand that within Indiana, you deal with 92 different counties that have 92 different ways of running an election. So it is the Secretary of State is the officer at the state level, the elected official who is over elections, but when it comes down to your local races, so if you live in Hendricks County, Hendricks County runs their election, Marion County runs its election, and they may have different voting machines, different early voting requirements. I don't think people quite understand that. So when you deal with elections, it's hard to even have almost a common language because every county is different. Is that a good way of talking about it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's very confusing here in central Indiana because, you know, here in Marion County, we've gone to vote centers. In Hamilton County, they still have precinct-based voting. And so a lot of times people will watch the news and, you know, they'll hear that in Marion County, you can vote anywhere. That's not the case in Hamilton. Different ways in which absentee ballots are handled. You know, Marion County will allow you to deliver yours to the vote center. Hamilton County, you got to take it to the county courthouse. So, yeah, it's very confusing, the lack of uniformity. And, you know, frankly, some counties do it well, and some counties don't administer elections well at all. And I think Hoosiers should be able to, you know, count on, no matter where you live, having an equal opportunity to vote. Then there are differences just as to scale. You know, here in Marion County, it is not unusual at some locations for people to have to wait in line, particularly at early voting. That's not the case in many of the suburban counties. You know, again, it's just a much smaller scale that they have to deal with in terms of voters. So, yeah, the lack of uniformity just doesn't make it any easier for voters in our state.
I really love the voting centers, if I can, you know, just express my opinion on that, because and the early voting centers as well here in Marion County.
Well, and I will mention that, you know, it was Common Cause Indiana who had to sue to make those satellite early voting centers available after 2008. You recall when, you know, we had a very unusual thing happen here in Indiana. A Democrat actually won the presidential race here. Suddenly, Republicans got cold feet about satellite early voting and, you know, wanted to shut those locations down. And in fact, they did for a number of election cycles. So we took them to court and were able to prove that that was politically motivated and that it had a disproportionate impact on the Black community here. And we were able to get those vote centers reinstated. Certainly one of my proudest moments here at Common Cause Indiana, because we could see, you know, there was this huge pent-up demand for those satellite early voting centers. So I agree. Not every county has done vote centers right. But here in Marion County, they did. And I think the main thing was they didn't go into it wanting to save money. You know, that's what motivates a lot of counties. Here, I think they recognized that people were, we do election protection. And before vote centers, the number one problem we dealt with was people not knowing where their polling place was and not being able to get to it. So that immediately takes that issue away. So it's been done well here, and kudos to Marion County election administrators for doing vote centers right.
And that's Julia Vaughn here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. What other things does Common Cause get into? We talked about the elections, the aspect about redistricting and things like that. But what other things does Common Cause do as well?
We work on campaign finance reform. As I mentioned, that's really what motivated me to get involved with Common Cause Indiana was I just saw, you know, millions and millions of dollars being spent on political campaigns, and very little of that comes from the average Hoosier. You know, it's fat cats, it's special interests, and it leads to politicians getting elected who are in debt to those people who finance their campaigns. And so too often, you know, the average citizen and our concerns are left by the wayside. So campaign finance reform, lobbying and legislative ethics. You know, I'm really amazed that we have this scandal in the Indiana legislature. We've had a former state representative Sean Eberhardt sentenced to prison, federal prison, for basically bribery, for helping a gambling bill get through the legislative process with the promise of a $350,000 a year job from the casino industry. So Indiana's system is wide open. There is no limit on the amount of gifts and perks that lobbyists can offer to lawmakers. And it absolutely impacts their decision-making process. You know, I'm not suggesting that people's votes are bought for, you know, a steak dinner at St. Elmo, but what is happening is lobbyists are creating relationships with these lawmakers, and, you know, they get first in line when phone calls need to be made, when meetings are set. And so they build an undue amount of influence in the process through their ability to spend money on lawmakers. So we think there should be limits. We don't think that lobbyists should be able to spend any amount whining and dining our lawmakers. So we work on legislative ethics and lobbying reform. And then lastly, open government and the public records laws. You know, the people have got to be able to participate in the process directly. They've got to be able to obtain the government documents that will help them understand why policymakers make the decisions that they do. So we're staunch supporters of the Indiana Public Records and Open Door Law. One of the things that I'm probably the legislation I'm most proud to have worked on over the years is the webcasting, you know, the live webcasting of the Indiana General Assembly, both the floor action and in committee. I think that has really opened up the process to a lot of Hoosiers, helped them understand and, again, directly observe. You know, people from Gary don't have to drive down to Indianapolis to observe the legislature in action. They can just observe from their computers. So, you know, that's been in place for a number of years. Indiana was actually one of the first to start webcasting its proceedings. So I know that it's certainly been helpful to a lot of people to gain information about what the Indiana legislature is doing.
That's Julia Vaughn from Common Cause Indiana here on Indy's Giant 90.9 on Voices of the West Side. I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here in this interview this morning. Where can people find out more about Common Cause?
You can go to our website, commoncause.org/Indiana. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And I just wanted to mention, we are part of a huge national effort called the Election Protection Project. And we're looking for volunteers to help with that. We will be working both during weekend early voting and on election day. We station volunteers that we call voter advocates at targeted polling locations. We're there with information. We've got some voting rights palm cards that we hand out to people. And we publicize the 866 Our Vote election hotline. That's a number that anybody can call. It's available in multiple languages. You can ask questions about what are the voting laws here in Indiana. And if you're having a problem, if, say, for example, you show up at the polling place and you're told you're not on the list, you know you registered, but for some reason they're not able to find you on the list, you can call this hotline. There will be a trained legal expert on the other end who can help you get over any hurdle that might threaten to disenfranchise you. In the case of being left off the list, one of the things you'd be advised to do is ask the poll clerk to check the inactive voter list. Many counties maintain a list of people who don't regularly show up, and so sometimes people are inadvertently moved to that list. So, you know, there are fail-safe mechanisms. There are things that voters can do to prevent themselves from being turned away, but too often voters don't know that they have these rights. You know, they're just confused. They're upset. So calling this hotline can help prevent people from being disenfranchised. And we're looking for volunteers who can be out at targeted polling places, making people aware of this option, and again, helping them get over any hurdles that might threaten to disenfranchise them. So if you're interested, you can sign up at protectthevote.net.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for what you've done for voters in Indiana and across the country with Common Cause. We certainly appreciate it, and thanks for joining us here on Voices of the West Side.
Well, thank you so much. My pleasure.
And that was Julia Vaughn from Common Cause Indiana. You can find their website again at commoncause.org.
All right. So that's, I think we covered just about everything in that interview. Julia Vaughn is, you know, they call people heavy hitters. She's a heavy hatter too, but a heavy hitter. It's an interesting morning. I think my hair got blown by the wind and my brain went with it this morning. I don't know about you guys. Anyway, just a quick wrap up here on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Voter registration deadline in Indiana is October 7th. That is 29 days before the election. That would fall on a weekend, so they give you until Monday, October 7th, to register. You can go to indianavoters.com to do that. And then early voting just begins the next day on October 8th in the clerk's office at the city-county building if you live in Indianapolis or Marion County. If you want more information on that, if you live in Marion County, vote.indy.gov, because as we mentioned in the interview, there are 92 different counties in Indiana, 92 different ways they do elections. So if you live in Hendricks County and you happen to be hearing this, or Morgan County or Johnson County or Hamilton County or any of the surrounding counties that WBDG leaks into, you might want to go to your clerk's office website and check out how they do early voting. Early voting, as we said, in person will begin October 8th in Marion County Clerk's Office. If you live in Marion County, vote.indy.gov is that website. Satellite voting for early voting begins on October 26th. Closest location of Ben Davis is Thatcher Park, which is down near A.J. Thatcher Golf Course, if you know where that is. Also, the Decatur Township Government Center and the International Marketplace up in Pike. Those are your closest satellite voting sites. There are also five other sites across Marion County. If you live in Marion County, you can vote anywhere there is a polling location in Marion County. Now, if you live in Avon and you work in Marion County, you have to vote in Hendricks County. So if that makes any sense. But once again, if you live in Marion County, if you live in the city of Indianapolis, anywhere across the county. So if you work in Warren Township and you want to vote in Warren Township, but you live in Wayne Township, you can vote in Warren Township on Election Day, which is November 5th. So I think that's about everything here with voting. Next week, we have the Indiana Latino Institute joining us to talk about Hispanic Heritage Month. And then October the 11th, a big day for us because we will have the Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site.
Mm.
They will be joining us to talk about what they do. We'll also talk about some cool stuff to do on fall break.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it here on Voices of the West Side. Anything else, Kieran?
I've got nothing for you.
If you're listening on Friday, be careful tonight out on the roads. We know that there's going to be pretty severe wind out there and also some rain, so just be careful.
Downpour, so.
Yeah, so watch those high-profile vehicles.
I hydroplaned four times on the way here.
Yeah, it's wet out there this morning, so good to have the rain. Wish we didn't have the wind.
Yep.
Good luck tonight for homecoming at Ben Davis. I already know, like, some of the homecoming festivities. You have to stay tuned to the website, the Ben Davis, and also the BD Athletics, all their social media and things, or any updates that might happen. We don't have anything at this time, so I think everything's a go for tonight. We'll just not blow, hopefully we don't blow away.
Yep.
So
I am very thin. It will take a slight breeze, and I'm going to go flying.
Yep. Where's Kieran? I don't know. He blew away. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Halfway to Tampa at that point.
Well, I think it's time for us to head out.
Yep.
That'll do it for Voices of the West Side.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.